This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Shamas.
Separate investigations from Reuters, the French news AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately targeted and killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and wounded six others in Lebanon on October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. The reports say the group of seven journalists from AFP, Al Jazeera, and Reuters were all wearing blue flak jackets and helmets, most with press written on them in white letters. Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Galloni Thursday issued a statement condemning the killing and demanding an explanation from Israel.
We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues, Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh.
For more on these and all the other stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House's top Democrat is ripping GOP colleagues for targeting fellow members, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's been a year of Republican retribution, the expulsion of a member, the unprecedented ouster of a speaker, and now the third censure of a Democrat, Jamal Bowman. Fellow New Yorker Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are acting like TV detectives, naming Matlock, Perry Mason, Cagney, and Lacey.
Not even worthy of being held to the standard of Inspector Gadget and Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Jeffrey says it's petty and embarrassing, but if the GOP wants to keep it up,
censure me next.
Saying their worthless censure efforts are illegitimate, but he'll happily wear it.
Like a badge of honor.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday Republicans are, quote, playing chicken with the U.S. national security.
Right? It's stunning that we have gotten to this point and that Republicans in Congress willing to give Putin a gift, the greatest gift that Putin could hope for. That's what we're seeing. And so they are playing chicken with our national security. That's what we're seeing here. And history will remember them harshly.
U.S. Senate leaders vowed on Thursday to keep trying to reach an agreement to provide billions of dollars in new security aid to Ukraine and Israel, but faced uncertainty about doing so quickly after Republicans blocked a sweeping foreign security assistance bill. Senate Republicans voted unanimously on Wednesday to block the emergency spending bill to press their demands for more control of immigration via the U.S. border with Mexico. The movie Oppenheimer will be released to theaters in Japan next year. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zeraletta reports.
Oppenheimer has made more than $950 million worldwide since its release in July, but it has never played in Japan. A story about the man credited with inventing the atomic bomb is a sensitive topic in Japan. Thousands were killed when the U.S. dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Japanese film distributor Bitter's End says after months of thoughtful dialogue about the subject matter, the movie will have a theatrical release in Japan. Bitter's End says Oppenheimer is a singular cinematic experience that transcends traditional storytelling. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Opposition activists in Russia came up with a way to get around Kremlin censorship while urging citizens to vote against President Vladimir Putin in an election next year. Billboards disguised as a New Year's greeting. The Anti-Corruption Foundation, founded by imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, paid for billions in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other Russian cities, which said, quote, Russia, and quote, Happy New Year. But a website address and QR code printed on the signs led to a site titled, quote, Russia without Putin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.